Prologue. 1868, Strait of Malacca. Boom! Boom! Cannon fire exploded in the dark, stormy sky. With a howl, the wind pushed the Wonder, as though helping it dodge the missiles. Rushing along its damaged deck, sailors secured loose lines and fought to keep the clipper afloat. The moon broke through the clouds, illuminating the three large Malayan junks bearing down on the Wonder, their cannons blazing. Above the decks, their red sails cut the sky like shark fins, and their masts flew black flags, broken only by a wicked devil's face. These pirates would show no mercy. After cresting an enormous wave, the clipper slipped into a trough, briefly sparing its sailors the sight of their pursuers. But the view ahead was no better. The jagged outline of an island reared up in front of the Wonder. Rings of broken rock shoals, perfect for grounding ships, surrounded it. His arms straining, the helmsman wrestled with the steering wheel as cannonballs whistled through the air. Debris rained down on him, shattering the chronometer.
"Sir!" the helmsman shouted to the first mate. "We've lost the clock! We cannot reckon our position through the shoals!"
The first mate braced himself as a geyser of water splashed the deck. Scanning the deadly outcroppings ahead of the clipper, he felt a rush of despair. It was no use. The Wonder was being herded into a trap. He turned to a figure behind him.
"Captain, we must surrender," the first mate cried, "or we shall all be lost."
Alice Kingsley stepped out of the shadows, her face fierce and determined. She had not worked so hard or travelled so far to lose everything, and she would not give in to flea-infested pirates. "I'm not sure surrendering my father's ship guarantees survival, Mr. Phelps," she said calmly. Alice glanced down at the sextant in her hand, measuring the angle of the moon, and then eyed the barrier shoals ahead. A thrill ran through her as she spotted something her first mate had missed. "Dead ahead! Full sail!" she cried. Her crew stared at her in disbelief. Had their captain gone mad? Mr. Phelps tried to reason with her.
"Captain, the shoals! The ship will founder! That's impossible!"
"You know my views on that word, Mr. Phelps." Alice shot him a stern look. Her father had taught her long ago that anything was possible, and Alice's own adventures had proven that time and again. The first mate's shoulders sagged, but he nodded and turned to yell at the crew. They scrambled to unfurl the sails fully, and the clipper sped toward the shallows surrounding the island.
"Hard to starboard, Harper!" Alice shouted at the helmsman.
"To starboard? We'll surely capsize!" Harper cried.
"Exactly, Harper! Exactly!" Alice said. Her eyes were lit with certainty.
Harper had never known his captain to be wrong, so he pulled the ship to the right, gritting his teeth. The Wonder began to tip to the side, even as it barreled toward the rocks. "This has to work," Alice thought. Her mad plan was their only hope. But as Alice calculated their trajectory, she realized it wouldn't be enough. Looking skyward, she spotted a young sailor struggling to unfurl the top sail.
"Secure yourselves, men," Alice called as she raced to a halyard. "We're going to roll."
Grabbing hold of the rope, she slashed it with her sword. Alice's eyes shone as the rope lifted her off the deck and carried her to the top of the Wonder. She danced through the rigging and severed the lines keeping the top sail closed. With a whoosh, the sail unfurled and snapped full in the raging wind. "Here we go," Alice thought, as the Wonder leaned fully horizontal and the mast she clung to dipped into the frigid ocean waves. The keel of the ship scraped along a sandy shoal. Then a wave lifted it and pushed it beyond the barrier into calmer waters. Alice scrambled to reach the mainsails and used her sword to cut them. The sails